This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, a message from James 5 called The Picture of the Early Church. We conclude with a story told by two brothers in ministry. Bob Russell, who is a minister of a mega church in Louisville, Kentucky, 18,000 people, and his brother John, who was a minister in Northern Kentucky, a large church in the Fort Mitchell, Kentucky area. This story about their relationship is a picture of what our relationship is to be in the body of Christ. See if you don't agree as you listen.
It's been tough, John admits, living in the shadow of his brother. But he tells a powerful story out of their days growing up together that I want to share with you as a concluding story. He said Bob was a basketball star in high school in their town in Pennsylvania. They were slated to go to the state championship. Everybody said, this is the team that's going to the state finals, the team that Bob Russell is a star for. They came to the sectionals or regionals, however they do it in Pennsylvania, and they were playing a team that they were supposed to beat easily, and you know how it happens in basketball or any sport, the underdogs won. And the team that Bob Russell's team was supposed to beat easily, it didn't happen, they lost. And Bob was crushed that they lost this game in the way to the state finals. The following Monday, the coach asked the team to come in to watch the films. And Bob Russell said, you know, the season's over. Why do we need to watch the films? I don't want to see this film of us getting beat. But the coach said, we're going to watch the film. And here's what happened. John says his brother wept as he watched the game as they were losing and watched them lose the game. But then John tells this story. His brother Bob said, but you know what made it worthwhile? Do you know what made it worthwhile to watch that film? He said, every time that old camera scanned the crowd as it moved from court to court, Bob Russell said, I saw my brother cheering for me. And as I was going down the court dribbling the ball as a guard, I could see my brother saying, go Bob, go Bob, go Bob. And he said, it made it worth it to see that film, just to see you, John, cheering me on. Here's the thought I want to show you, or leave with you. When the films of your life are shown, if we can use that analogy, the DVD, whatever they're going to have in heaven, is of your life is used. I want to get with the program here, the digital video recording of your life. What will it show in terms of you encouraging anybody? Will anybody be able to say, there's my mom encouraging me. There's my dad encouraging me. There's my parents praying for me. There's my husband praying for me. My wife praying for me. As the digital video of your life is shown, if there is such a thing going to happen like that, what will it show about your role of encouragement in the life of anybody? In anybody's life? Do you know there's some people that would have to struggle to think of anybody they've encouraged? You realize how many people, all of us, and I'm including me, people we discourage in the course of a year, people we dishearten and discourage, we need to be able to say, God, help us to be encouragers. Help us to be a praying church. Help us to be a praising church. Help us to be a healing church. Help us to be a confessing church. But help us to be an encouraging church, to encourage one another daily. That's not a suggestion of Scripture. It's a command. Encourage one another daily. On this Mother's Day, decide you're going to be an encourager to somebody on this planet before you leave this earth. Let's pray together.
Well, next week we'll have the final message in this series from the book of James. I hope it's been a powerful blessing to you. If you'd like to hear more of these messages maybe that you missed, go to our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.